I, Consul Sunil Chopra, being the returning officer at the election of a Member of Parliament for the Bermondsey and Old Southwark constituency, do hereby give notice that the number of ballot papers rejected is as follows. Want of an official mark, 3. Voting for more candidates than voter was entitled to, 75. Writing or mark by which voter could be identified, 5. Being unmarked or wholly void for uncertainty, 123. And total is 306. And the number of votes recorded for each candidate at the said election is as follows. Abrams, Kingsley, Left Unity, Trade Unionist and Socialist, 142. Beagle, Andrew, UK Independence Party, UK, 3,254. Paul Donald, All People's Party, 59. Coel Neil, Labour Party, 22,000. Conservative Party, 6,051. Steve, Republican Socialist, 20. Hall Lucy E, Independent, 72. Hugh Simon Henry Ward, Liberal Democrat,
7,000 officer who's made today's election possible. Thank you, a huge thank you to me personally, to every single one of the voters who put their trust in me today. I thank you and I respect you. And I hope I will serve you well. I'd like to do something slightly unusual, and I would actually like you to acknowledge the 3 decades of contribution that Simon Hughes has made to people's lives in this choice of the voters' ability authority today was not a verdict on 32 years of Simon Music. It was a verdict on 5 years of Cameron and Clegg's coalition.
Yeah.
And the coalition impact on this community has been negative and massive. And our campaign is found wherever we go. We found the people using the food banks, even people in work using food banks in central London. We've seen the rise in homelessness, we've seen the rise in poverty, we've seen the rise in zero-hour contract abuse, we've seen a government that's not tackling the housing crisis, and we've seen the impact of the bedroom tax on people in this community. That is not the legacy this government should be proud of. And we have seen that because we have run a fantastic, passionate, active, vigorous campaign, an energetic campaign, talking to more people, doing more casework, being on more doorsteps, being more visible, being more accessible, and having an agenda that has been, our campaign here has been relentlessly positive. We have focused on the homes we need, the jobs we need, the NHS we need, and the opportunities young people need and deserve at the heart of London. Every single member of the team that supported me to make sure we got the result we needed today. There were more than 1,000 volunteers helping Birmingham South Southwark Labour out on the streets, on the phones, in leaflets, making sure people voted today. That is an incredible achievement for the Labour Party here. I thank every single person who donated every hour to make sure we got the result here. In particular, I thank my agent and organisers for their contribution. It is not an easy task to make sure 1,000 people are in the right place at the right time, delivering the right leaflet, and it's an incredible logistics operation that's gone together to make this result happen, so thank you. And I could not, the national picture is still looking very fragmented, but I've made a promise to people in this constituency. A promise that I will not vote for anything that damages this community. That's a promise I'll be keeping. And I promise to... Thank you. as I said, we don't know where this government will take us. I will do my best to make sure we get as best a deal as possible, as fair a deal as possible for whatever government takes shape after today. That's my commitment. And I thank the voters once again for giving me the massive privilege and honour of serving you. Thank you.
Deborah and all the team here at the council, all of whom worked during today, the police and others, thank you very much for conducting an election according to the best democratic principles, and thank you Mr. Mayor for being such a brilliant mayor during your term of office, and we really are grateful for you as our first citizen. Neil, you have my congratulations, thank you for your generous words, I wish you well. It is a huge responsibility and privilege. Some of you may not know your history, but the solid part of this constituency has elected MPs since 1295. And the Bermondsey Party has elected MPs since 1885. I will have the privilege of being the MP for the second longest time of anybody in the whole of that long period. You've got a job to be able to keep that record. But I did so because back in the first part of the last century, when there were Liberal MPs here and liberalism was strong in the country, we raised the standard of liberalism very high in these communities in South London. And then we had a fallow period for a little while. And then we raised the standard again in 1980. A few of us decided liberalism was needed again. And since then, I want to thank the people who have helped me. I was a standard bearer, but there was a huge army of people. There were the people who were the members and the Labour Party officers. There were the people who became the councillors over all that time. There were the people who had been the volunteers and the supporters. Thousands of them. And I just want to pay my thanks to them. And that includes the people who have loyally supported me through all that time. Gary, my agent, Kyle, our campaigns director, Anood and her group in the council group here in Tooley Street, Tim and the team, my local party officers, and Caroline and her colleagues at City Hall, and many, many others. And I want to thank my family who have supported me from day one in my efforts to represent this community to the best of my ability. I just want to say two other things. What I've tried to do, what we've tried to do, is make sure that we have changed the lives forever of hundreds and thousands of people here. That we've helped them when they have been in need. We've made sure we've come to their rescue when they have been badly served by council or city hall or Greater London Council or government. Making sure that individuals and families and community groups know that there has been somebody on their side who will fight for them to the end of the earth if necessary to make sure they get what they deserve. And I think that's a legacy that cannot be undone. I think the changes we have wrought in this community, 8 years with the council and many years with councillors and I representing people, will have left a legacy that shows that there are alternatives in politics in this world. And people have free choices and they can choose between us. But liberalism is not embarrassed. Liberalism is not ashamed. Liberalism is proud of the way in which we have served this community again in the last 35 years. And my pledge to the people of this community is to say publicly that I just thank you for giving me such a huge honour of representing one of the most wonderful places in this country, one of the most diverse places, one of the most challenging places. But the campaigns go on. We absolutely need the affordable housing for the children and grandchildren and families of this community. And if the council don't deliver that, we will challenge them. And if City Hall doesn't deliver it, we will challenge them. And if the government doesn't deliver that, we will challenge them too. People are entitled to have decent homes. People are entitled to a health service that is funded adequately, properly, to meet all their needs, free for everybody, paid by taxes where the rich contribute the most. And people are entitled to the jobs and the apprenticeships and the skills that give hope. So the campaign for social justice, for a fairer society, will not find Liberals and Liberal Democrats wanting. We may have lost this election here and in other places tonight, but the standard is still high, flying in this place and in many parts of Britain. Liberalism will go on making the argument for freedom, and we'll go on making it from tonight onwards, whatever the political mix in the government after tomorrow. It's been a privilege to be your Member of Parliament. I couldn't have ever expected that when I first started. I'm hugely grateful. And to the people of Bermondsey and Southwark, I have to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You could not ever, ever have given me a greater opportunity, and I hope you think, for 32 years, I have served you well.